The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Reish Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Pavakama Daf Yudalad. A few years ago when I was living in Eretz Yisrael, I received a frantic phone call late Friday afternoon from a friend of mine who's taking a taxi ride from the Kaisel Maharavi, and explained to me what happened was he got delayed. I think his child got lost at the Kaisel. He ended up finding himself about a half hour before the siren was to sound proclaiming Shabbos in Yerushalayim. He found himself on the circle right outside the Kaisel trying to get home, and cars were just driving on by, taxi after taxi. He tried to hail down and not to no avail. Finally, a taxi driver stops the car, sees him and his wife and his couple of children, and with a smirk on his face says, "Lambakasha, where are you headed?" He said, "Sorotskin." He said, "Meir Shekel." So they didn't really have much of a choice. The sun was setting and they didn't know. They thought this might be the last boat out and their last chance to get home. So they just climbed into the taxi, and on the way home he called me up and said, "What should I do? I don't want to pay him 100 shekel, but Lamaisa, I agreed to pay him. Do I have to pay or not?" So I told him as follows: make sure not to pay him more than the going rate, which I think at that time was 25 or 30 shekel from the Kaisel Maharavi to Rechev Sirotskin. Friday afternoon, Tarif Shtayim. You give him 30 shekel, but don't pay him more than that. And if he has a major issue with you, tell him. We'll settle it after Shabbos. But whatever you do, don't give him more. And the reason I did that was based on a Gemara in today's Daf, and also a Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Kuvvavim and Aleph. The Gemara in today's Daf says, "Amar Rabba Barulo, what is the Mishnah talking about? The Mishnah is talking about Dover Ashavik Kol Kesef, something that is worth its entire value. Umay Niu Dover Sheim Lo Yino. What is this thing that's Shavik Kol Kesef, something that does not have the is not subject to the din of Yino?" And the Gemara says, "What is that? That's Karka." And the Gemara asks, "But Avodim and Shtoris also are not subject to the din of Yino." Now, what is the din of Eino? Why is Karka and Avodim and Shtois not subject to the din of Eino? And what does the fact that Avodim or Shtois not have the din of Eino have anything to do with the story that I just presented? The din of Eino is brought down in the Gemara by Metzia Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis V'chisim Kru Mimka Lam Yisoi Oishakona Miyadam Yisecho. The Gemara brings down a pasuk in Parshas Bahar, which states that when you will buy something from your friend the fellow Jew, or you will purchase something from your friend, al toinu ishas ochev, do not cheat, do not charge exorbitant amounts of money on one man to his fellow. And the Gemara learns out of there that a person has to charge the market value on an item. Obviously that there is an exact market value. In today's day and age, it's very, very rare to find something that has a specific market value due to the fact that there's so many different ways to purchase something. You can purchase it in a store, you can purchase it online, on eBay, in a flea market. There's so many different ways and different prices and different makeups that it's very hard to find things that have specific prices. But in the olden days, it was much more shchiach. And even today's day and age, there's some prices that obviously are way above any type of market. And the Torah says it's also to charge more than the market value. And the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch split this Isser into three levels. There's a level of pachas mishtus. Shtus means 1/6 of the price. If you charge less than 1/6 of the price over and above the market value, the halacha is that there's mechila, and the purchase is valid, and you don't have to return the money. Although most places can say that it's also to do it l'chatchila, if you know you're charging more, you're not allowed to charge even one pruta more than the fair market value. But if you have charged it already, you do not have to be chaser, you don't have to give the money back. If a person charges exactly 1/6 more than the fair market value, the halacha is kona umachzer eino. The mekach is chal, the sale is valid, but you have to return the difference between the overcharge and the actual price, the market value. And if a person charges more than 1/6 more, if he charges yosem mishtus, so then the halacha is that it's bitl mekach, and both the buyer and the seller have a right to undo the mekach and unfold the mekach, and the sale can be rendered null and void. The Gemara darshins, v'chisim kramim kalam yisecho, oi shekona miyadam yisecho. When is there a din of oino? Only something is kona miyadam yisecho. Metaltlin, movable, tangible objects. Those are subject to the din of oino. However, karka, real estate and real property, according to many peskim, there's no din of oino. According to some peskim, there is a din of oino, and it's also to charge more than 1/2 more the value of the fair market value. In other words, if a person charges more than 1.5 times its real price, there will be a din of oino. But the dinim of oino are different because it's not nichlal on this pasuk, because the pasuk of miyad v'secho refers exclusively to movable, tangible objects. The pasuk also excludes avodim and shtoros. Slaves do not have a din of oino. And one might ask, what does that have to do with today's day and age? We don't have slaves. How is that relevant to today's times? And the answer is, because we find in the Gemara and in the Poskim that a person who works for his friend, even as a day laborer, even if he works as any type of position that is paid by the hour or paid by a specific time frame, 9 to 5, by the hour, any job that is paid for, that a person works for his friend and his koiches and his efforts are meshubed and are he must deliver his koiches to his friend. He has a din in very many areas. He's considered to be a slave. We find that it's usur, it's prohibited for us to rent ourselves out for more than 3 years at a shot, because it's very similar to being a slave. And the pasuk says, "Ki libnei Yisrael avodim," that we are slaves to Hashem and we are not slaves to another human. And in many, many regards, when a person works for his friend, he has a din of a slave, and therefore the Poskim say that if you hire a worker, there is no din I know, because just like a slave does not have a din of I know, just like a slave is not subject to this limitation of overcharging, likewise, laborers do not have this halacha. Now the Poskim differentiate between a umen and a kablan. The difference between an umen and a kablan is as follows. An umen is somebody who works, as we mentioned, works by the hour, works for his friend, he is meshubed, he becomes his friend's worker, and he has to work for him. A kablan is somebody who works for himself. A painter, a tailor, is somebody who works on his own time. He does not work for his friend. He accepts a job and he does it when he's happy to do it, and he stops working when he wants to, and he gets paid for the job. A kablan, according to many poskim, does have a din of oino. A kablan does have the halacha that he's not going to overcharge, even though a socher doesn't. But a kabbalan, somebody who works for himself, who just does a specific job or a task for his friend, he is not allowed to overcharge. And if he does, according to many poskim, it has a din of einot. Now, a taxi driver, although if you put on the meter and you get paid by the minute or by the mile or etc., one might be able to say that he is looked at like an umen, like a laborer. But if you give a price beforehand, you say, I'll do this trip for you for 30 shekel, 40 shekel, or 100 shekel, like in our case, he has a din of a kabbalan, and therefore he would have a din of a no, and if he charges too much, according to many poskim, he would have to return the money. There are those that say that both a umen and a kabbalan both don't have the din of a no, and they learn it out of this pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'chisimku umim kalam isecho." Only something that's looked at like a mecher, only something that looks like a sale, that is subject to the din of a no. But workers do not have the din of a no at all, and because it's a machlokes apoiskim, that is one of the reasons why I told my friend, do not pay the money. Because once you pay the money, then you're the Maitzi Mechaveroi, and you have to bring the raya, like the other poskim, that there is a din of Eino, that Eino does apply to this case, and therefore you'd be able to get the money back. So as long as you're holding on to the money, as long as you haven't paid yet, you would not have to pay. But there's another reason why I told him do not pay, and that is as follows. The Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Kuvav and Aleph, says a very interesting thing. If a person is running away from jail, he's running away from jail, and he comes to a river, and the only way for him to get across the river is this one boat. There's one boat there, and the owner, realizing his fortune, that this guy is stuck, and the only way for me to get him across, the only way for him to get across is for me to cross him over, smiles at his friend and says, I'll take you over with no problem. Just I would like 200 zuz for this trip. And the friend, out of desperation, has no other choice. He jumps onto the raft and he takes him over. Says the Gemara, at the end of the trip, you can turn to him and say, I will pay you the regular standard price that everybody charges for this trip, and I don't have to pay you a penny more. And the owner says, but you agreed. How can you go back on your word? I only was maskim to take you because you agreed to the exorbitant price. The Gemara says a person can say, Mishata Yisibach. I was joking and I was just playing along with you because I knew that the only way for you to get me across was if I would agree to the price. But I obviously did not have any intention of paying such a crazy amount of money. Now, lest you say that that's only in the case of the jail, which we know in the times of the olden days, in times of the Gemara of Rabbi Kama says a few times that it's pikuach nefashos to be in jail. And if a person gives his friend over to the authorities, he's considered a meister, and you can kill him because he's a raidif, and he is considered as if he is you're about to kill his friend, because sending him to jail is tantamount to killing him, because it's b'kuach nefashos. But coming home from the kaisel, so you'll sleep by the kaisel, many people have done it. You can walk home, many people have done it. Who says that in such a case I can say Mishata Yisibach? And the answer is, the Gemara continues, and the Gemara, and the Peskim, and some Reish Samach Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch, Sivov, says a different case, a very similar case, but also very different. If a person's coming walking down the street and he has a barrel full of honey, very expensive honey, and all of a sudden he realizes that the barrel is broken, is cracked, and the honey is starting to ooze out. And he looks down the road and he sees his friend coming with a couple of empty vessels, and he calls out to him and says, please, can you save my honey? And his friend, being the great friend that he is, says, of course I'll save your honey, but I'd like 50% of that honey. That's the only way I'll save it. Says the Gemara, you're allowed to say, go ahead, please save it. And after he saved it, you're allowed to turn to him and say the same words, Meshata Yisiboch. The Mechaber says as follows, Hey Zeb Babakad Shal Dvash, Zeb Babakan Kanim, Reikonim, and Izdak Hadvash, Vomar Babakan Kanim, Eini Matzulach Hadvash, I will only save your honey, Achetitin Li Chetziov, if you give me half or a third. Says the Mechaber, Hey Zeb Sichek Boy, he was joking with him, playing around with him, Vein Anaisin Le Yalas Choroi, he only has to give him the fair amount that a regular person would take to save that honey. So, in this case, it's definitely not Pekuach Nefashos. And many places can say that any time, not only in Oynes Mamay, not only when a person feels up against the wall because he's about to experience a very large financial loss, which is the case of the honey. But any time a person is dochuk and he has to get to a certain place at a certain time, and the time is pressing him to, he's in a major rush, and a person realizing that he's in this rush wants to cash in and says, I'll take you to the place if you pay me exorbitant amount of money. He's allowed to take the ride and then pay him like a regular payo. And therefore, in our case in the taxi, Shabbos on its way, kids screaming in the van, in the street, the sun is setting, the sun is beating down on them. It seems to them this is the only way to Sarutskin. They're allowed to say, I'll pay you the 100 shekel, and when they get to the home, pull out 30 shekel or 35 shekel as a tip and give it to him and say, Meshata Yisibach, we never had a mind to pay you 100 shekel. You were just trying to squeeze money out of us, and therefore we're only going to pay you 35 shekel. However, had they have paid before Shabbos, say the Paiskin, that once you do deliver the funds, once you pay the amount of money that was agreed upon, the laborer, the worker, does not have to return the funds to you, because from the mere fact that you gave him the money, it's evident that you definitely did have in mind to pay the full amount, and therefore you have no right to take the money back. And that's why I told my friend in the car, make sure not to pay the money until after Shabbos, and tell him that if he has any issue with you not paying, he should call me. And I'll explain to him the halacha, and if he still has an issue, we can go to a bezin and settle it there.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.